Good evening. Welcome to Kitzchakhanar for the 21st Chaf Aleph Cheshvan. We get closer and closer, Be'ez Hashem, to that day that we will be having done this for one full month. When we get to the Chaf Dalet Cheshvan, 3 more days, we will have been doing this for 30 days. I don't know what day we'll be up to, but we have been doing this for a month. Let's just say it that way. Anyway, we're on in the Art Scroll, Kitzur Yemi, page 216. We continue Simen Tes Vav. We're up to Sif Zayin, and we're going to be finishing Simen Tes Vav. Today, we continue the halachas of Tefillah. We were talking about how to make a minyan. If that sounds simple, it's not entirely simple, where the whole minyan needs to be standing, and if you have a minyan for part of it and not a minyan for the rest of it. So that's where we're holding. Sif Zayin. If there are not at least 9 people listening to the chazan, so we're talking about a case where there are exactly 10 people, chazan plus 9. So if there are not 9 people, or even 25, and there are still not 9 people listening, lo yemer klal kaddish, you shouldn't say kaddish at all. Ki kol davar shebekedusha eino emer, because anything that's a davar shebekedusha, a holy matter, and we've listed them, baruchu, kaddish, kedusha, laning, all of those things are not said with pachas me'asar with less than 10 people. Da'ainu, echad oimer v'tisha shayman, it needs at the minimum one person saying it, the chazan, and 9 people listening. U'mikol makom, nevertheless, if echad me'asar mispal tefillah shmoneh esrei, if you have 10 people and one of those 10 people is a middle shmoneh esrei, afal pi she'ein yachol la'anis imoyim, even though he cannot actively respond to the kaddish, mitzaref, says the kitzur, he can still be included in the minyan, even if it's 1, 2, 3, or 4. Interesting how he lays that out. But if there are 4 people still in middle of shmoneh esrei, kol shenisha haroiv she'einan, as long as you still have the majority of that minyan that is going to be responding to the chazan, ein hamiut me'akeves, the minority will not prevent Kaddish from being said. And even though in this case you have what seems like 5 people responding, 4 people in middle Shmoneh Esrei and a chazan talking, still valid, and you would be able to say Kaddish in that scenario. Finally, come on, Simon Chof Sif Beis. Aval im echad mehen yashin, but if you have that one of the minion, one of the 10 people was sleeping, you have to wake him up, because the sleeping person can't be counted. He's dead. But a person who is part of the minyan, he's one of the 10 people, and he happens to be a middle Shmoneh Esrei, he could still be counted as part of the minyan for saying Kaddish. Okay. Sif Ches. Very interesting. Obviously, very interesting halacha. Obviously, also, we're still almost entirely careful to maintain that we have 10 people or 9 people responding. This is it is a famous shita that we're listing over here. The Aruch HaShulchan says the shita, and the people who followed old minhagim definitely followed this more likely than people nowadays. After the chazan says the chatzi kaddish, the half the kaddish that we call it, after yishtabach, we're back into the order of davening. Then goes yishtabach, Kaddish, and now the chazan says aloud, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayrach, blessed Hashem, the one who is blessed, V'atzibur Oinin, and the community, the whole congregation responds, Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach, V'yoylam, V'ed, V'ashliach Tzibur Choyzer V'omer Gamkin. The chazan then would repeat those words, Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach, V'yoylam, V'ed, V'yoylam, V'ed, V'yoylam, so that he should not exclude himself from the group, right? The chazan said, everyone should bless Hashem. The whole group of people now bless Hashem. And how could it be that the chazan now would not bless Hashem also? He's letting everybody else bless Hashem, but he himself is not. So that's what's going on here. Baruch Hu Hashem, I'm telling you what to do. And then you're doing it, and I should be a part of that which you are doing. So Omer lahem baruch, he told him to make a bracha. How could it be that he would not join in to say the bracha? Some have the minhag that after the chazan says, he repeated after Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Le'olam Vo'ed, that some people would say Amen after that. But certainly the Chazan should not be answering Amen after the Tzibur said it before him. I don't know anybody who says Amen. Perhaps there are people who do say Amen after the Chazan's Baruch Hu. If the chazan goes into a long baruch, he does a nice long thing. So then we mentioned earlier, then they could say this tefillah that we find in many siddurim, which is said during the Chazan saying Baruch Hu. The Ein Lo Amar B'Shashu Menagin, but a person can only say that at the time when the Chazan is still singing. But when he is saying the words of Baruch Hu, I mean, if he does a whole Nigan, then you could say it's fine. But if he's already said Baruch Hu, Lo Yemer Kulum, they shouldn't say anything. They should rather listen to what he has been saying. Again, if he is singing in the middle, it sounds like he'd do Baruch Hu, ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya, and then everybody would say this tefillah. Nobody says this tefillah. Even a person who did not hear the chazans, Shamar Baruch Hu, who said Baruch Hu, gave the command that everyone should say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Le'olam Vod, if you did not hear that being said, Al-Shameh, Shatzibur, Oinam Baruch, rather all you heard is the response of the tzibur, Yachal Gam Hulan is Imam, you could still respond with the tzibur, so it's talked about in the Sefer El Yerabah. And again, a person does not have to hear the original Baruch Hu to be able to answer Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch Sif Tetz. Hakadusha should be Yetzer. So right after we say Yishtabach, we say Baruch Hu, and then in that Baruch Hu, after Baruch Hu, we now start saying Birchas Kriyishma. And in Birchas Kriyishma, there is a Kedusha there, as we know, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So a Kedusha should be Yetzir. Yesh lahadyo la'omra b'tzibur. A person should make sure to say that together with a congregation, together with a minion. But if he's not able to, Omra gam b'yichidus, a person is permitted to say that Kedusha even without a minion. And in note 36, he writes there, the halacha follows the opinion that does not hold this Kedusha to be a sacred matter. I mean, this is not a davar shel Kedusha. The Kedusha that's during Birchas Kriyishma, the Kaddish, 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 and the Baruch Kivar Hashem Kaimai, it is not an actual Kedusha, so therefore you're not required to wait for 10 people. Rather, what you're doing is if you look at the words, it says there that you're describing what the Malachim do in Shemayim. And that is a reason why you would not need a minion. Obviously, it is going to be better if you do have a minion. Sif, Yud. If there's only an exact minion of 10 people in the shul, which is a case we've discussed already, also no one is allowed to leave. If you have a minion here right now, you can't walk out. And in fact, if one of the people would leave, Pasuk, terrible Pasuk is said about such a person, but those who forsake Hashem will perish. Nebuchadnezzar, it's very, very scary. Obviously, a person has abandoned this minion and taken away the Shechina from the minion. It's a terrible thing. But if there's going to be 10 people left, meaning there are 12 people, 11 people, and the 11th person leaves, then extra people are technically allowed to leave. As long as they have already heard Baruch Hu and Kedusha, and all of the Kaddish is after Elenu. It makes it sound like you can leave early as long as you hear every Kaddish that's still said after Elenu. So you're pretty much at the very, very end of doubting. If b'di'evad it occurred that they did leave in the middle of davening, and there now are missing a minion, it's not 10 people, only 9, 8, or 7 people left, you could still complete sections without having a minion. As long as the majority of the minion is left over, meaning a majority of a minimum minion, you still have 6 people there. As in Sheskhil Masar, you can finish the section that you've already started. And he's going to give an example. If the Chazan had begun to say Chazar Sashatz, so even though 4 people have walked out and you only have 6 people left, you can finish Chazar Sashatz with less than a minion. And they could even say Kedusha with less than a minion. And you could even say Birchas Kayhanim, we have one of our group here who is an Eretz Yisrael, gets the real Berchas Kahanim, but they could even say the Berchas Kahanim, which is part of Shemoneh Esrei, without the minion. But you don't do the real Berchas Kahanim if there's no minion. You can only do the Berchas Kahanim that is in the Chazar Zashatz. And we would not then say the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, Kehema in Yonam Achayim, and we'll summarize this in a moment because that's a different section already. So again, what we're saying here is that no one is allowed to leave if you only have 10 people. Nobody's allowed to walk out. You have 10 people. You need to have a minion. And when are they allowed to leave? You're allowed to leave after every Kaddish and davening has been said. If Chas v'Shalom people did run out, let's say, down the Kavschos, you have a minion, and 4 members of the minion are told, guys, and they all had to run out to take care of something. You only have six people left, so you could finish the section that you're in the middle of. For example, if you were in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, you can continue Chazaras HaShatz with six people. You could even say that you can say Kedusha, you could even say Berachas Kanim, as long as it's the Berachas Kanim that the Chazan says, and you can finish that. But once you finish that, you can no longer say anything that would require a minyan, like Kaddish right after Shmoneh Esrei. Similarly, if they began to lane with 10 people, the Yatsum Mitzasa and the four Hatzalah guys left, Goimrim es Hakriya, they could continue laning again because you're in the middle of a section. You can continue laning, but you cannot add to that minimum requirement. Obviously, this only applies on Shabbos, otherwise, you're not allowed to add Aliyahs anyway. The Gam in Karyan Lamaftir, we also can't do Maftir. Because Maftir is considered another section of what we would need a minyan for. So the original laning is fine. But once that Kaddish is said, then you would not be able to continue. The footnote over here says in footnote 42, the half Kaddish that is recited following the Torah reading may also be said. So the Kaddish that's between the last Aliyah and Maftir is considered part of the laning. And because of that, you can even say that with six people. So since you can't lay in Maftir, so what are you supposed to do in this case? So he says, rather, the last of the number that must be called up to the Torah reads the Haftarah, meaning the seventh person who got the last Aliyah. You can't do maftir now, so he himself will now get the haftarah. B'loy brachas, without reciting the brachas that accompany the reading of the haftarah, because once again, those brachas would only be allowed to be said once you have a minyan again. Okay, very, very important halacha. Again, the important halacha that we're taking out here is that even if Chas V'Shalom, the minyan leaves, you're still allowed to continue as if there was still a minyan there, as long as you're still in that same section. Sif Yud Aleph. Hatshliach Tzibur Tzarech Shiyeh Hogun. Now let's talk about the Chazan. The Chazan must be worthy of his position. As it says, the Jewish people gave their voice to me, Hashem says, therefore I have hated her. What does that mean? It's talking about a person who is an inappropriate Chazan, a bad Chazan, unworthy Chazan, who used his voice for Hashem, so to speak, but he was a bad guy. And he still went up to be a chazan, and we're going to talk about what does it mean to be worthy right now. What is a worthy chazan? That's a person who's free of sins. Obviously, we're going to have, what does that mean, free of sins? Nobody can be a chazan then. Noah, his youth was proper, meaning when he was a young man, he didn't have a bad reputation. That's what it says here. He didn't have a bad reputation when he was a kid. And he's a humble person. And people like him. They approve of him. And he has a good voice. And he knows good songs. And his voice is attractive to people. Amazing. And he is used to reading Chamishachim Shetaira, Navi, and Ksuvim. He knows Tanakh very well. Since he knows it so well, when he davens, the psukim davening are something that he's used to. And they ain moitzin. But, like nowadays, if you cannot find such a person, who has all these qualities, you should get the best guy around, as long as he's the best guy in Torah wisdom and good deeds. Now, generally speaking, we're not talking about a chazan on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're talking about a chazan for Shabbos or a chazan for other big events. But you should get a chazan who has chachma and ma'asim tayvim. And of course, there's a very famous story. I'm not going to go into it now with Reb Chaim Brisker. But you should also make sure he's a person who's capable of being a chazan. But a person who's capable and wisdom and good deeds. Sif Yud Beis. Ein lo adam liyaspal lifnei ateva. A person should not lead as a chazan shleber tzanakal against the wishes of the congregation. If a person does that and he becomes chazan even when people don't want him to be, machmas alamus vigeus, because he's very powerful or he's very arrogant and he's pushy. Don't answer amen to him. As the pasuk says, a thief who recites a blessing has cursed Hashem. Chas v'shalom. What that means is you have a person who is an inappropriate chazan. Nobody wants him to be up there, and he's causing fighting. So by causing fighting, he is now doing something bad, and you should not answer amen by such a chazan. Sif Yud Gimel. This, unfortunately, it sometimes happens, but more by perhaps minion factories. Sif Yud Gimel. Eid Meman Mishlech Tzibur Kavua. A chazan should not be appointed to a permanent position. Ela Mishnis Male Zekonai. Unless he has a full beard. What does it mean, has a full beard? Should it be like one of our chashuva members of who is on the live Zoom, who has a great beard? So in note 50, it says he does not actually have to have a beard, but he must be of an age that his beard would be full if he did have one. So you shouldn't have, you know, a 14-year-old, 13-year-old Ashkenazi kid be a chazan. An 8-year-old Sephardi kid already has nice, good facial hair, but a 13-14-year-old Ashkenazi kid, he's not a person of a full beard yet. But on occasional basis, perhaps during the week, as long as he's 13 and a day, he can already be the chazan. So again, for a person to be a fixed position of the chazan of a community, so that would have to be someone who satisfies the standards that we listed earlier, as well as being of the age where his beard would already be quite full. Otherwise, you can always have a bacharel to be the chazan, and that would be just fine. And then in footnote 53, he talks about the requirements specifically for a Shin Yom Kippur are going to be discussed later. Everyone should have bracha. That's lacha v'ezer Hashem.